Everything that happens at the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation meeting, some analysts say, should be viewed through the lens of competition over Africa's resources between the world's two biggest powers, China and the United States. Africa's vast deposits of minerals and metals are critical to the world's future. Coltan, for example, is essential to making cell phones and computers. Others, including manganese, nickel, and lithium, are crucial for renewable energy technology. The US government calls China's influence in Africa malign, saying Beijing is advancing its own narrow commercial and geopolitical interests and undermining democracy on the continent. China denies this, saying it's boosting development in Africa while at the same time profiting from more trade. David Monier of the Center for Africa-China Studies in Johannesburg expects the gathering, known as FOCAC, to demonstrate Beijing's desire for Africa to be on its side in its battle against what China calls Western hegemony.
If you look at China's domestic, regional, and global politics, you see major shifts. And I think those shifts will have a direct bearing on its relationship with Africa, both in the positive as well as negative. The most important major shift, it has to do with the geopolitics. The tensions between China, United States, and the Western world has intensified, and Africa is also becoming that center of this geopolitics, political as well as economic.
Cobus van Staden of the China Global South Project says President Xi Jinping's foreign policy is largely focused on creating a multipolar alliance in which Africa features strongly. China, he says, wants this forum to oppose institutions such as the United Nations and World Bank, which it considers to be unfairly dominated by Western powers. Monnier says the summit will solidify the trend of China shifting trade from the West to the global South. China is already Africa's largest trading partner, with trade topping $250 billion last year, according to United Nations and Chinese customs data. But Monnier also points out that China has less money now than it previously had, and FOCAC will reflect that.
There's just a general shift from your mega projects, big money, which came with a lot of criticism in certain quarters, so-called debt trap. I think there's been an element of adjustment in terms of the changing landscape of the economy in China itself. And I think the Chinese are looking for much more smaller, greener, beautifying projects. If you go to Addis Ababa at night, you go in, you see a city that was one of most depressing. You see how beautiful Addis is turning with the help of Chinese, just lightening streets, basic stuff. We're going to see more of that in a number of areas. Smaller, manageable, easy projects that do not raise eyebrows in terms of the scale of finance as well as issues at the global level.
Many African countries owe China billions of dollars for huge infrastructure projects, such as railways, ports, and hydroelectric plants. To repay the loans, they sometimes have to cut spending on public services such as healthcare. Li Honghui, a senior researcher at the German Institute of Development and Sustainability, says China's become very wary of criticism of its activities in Africa.
Recently, I have also seen a lot of focus from the Chinese side actually pushing towards more collaboration between China and African countries on experience sharing regarding poverty reduction. This is also how the Chinese side wants to share its model with the African side. It's also kind of a way of the Chinese Communist Party try to claim legitimacy both to domestic audience and also international audience. For the upcoming FOCAC, that might be also more focused on human development and also agriculture collaboration. This has always been a
Li
very
says China
important
is softening its approach to
topic.
Africa while at the same time making sure its economic, political, and security ties to the continent remain strong. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.